Welcome to Revive Her, a transformative space where we break down walls to unearth the incredible power that lies within every woman. We're your hosts, Haley and Noel.
Dive into candid conversations about entrepreneurship, faith, and relationships, and the journeys that define us. Are you ready?
Remember a few weeks ago when I told you to buckle up, Revivers? Well, buckle up again, because today we are talking about forgiveness. And it is one of the most powerful acts that we can do for ourselves. Also for other people, yes, but for ourselves. And yet it's one of the most difficult. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a closer look at forgiveness today, like what it really means and what it's not. And that's what I'm excited to talk about, is because we think forgiveness is XYZ, when a lot of the times it's actually the complete opposite of what we think it is. And to back it up, we're of course going to go into scripture and explore a parable in the Bible that perfectly illustrates this. And it's the parable of the unforgiving servant. And that is in Matthew 18. If you are not familiar with it, grab your Bibles and you can go along with us. So in this parable, Jesus tells the story of a king who decided to settle his accounts with his servants. And one of the servants owed him a huge debt, something like probably an hour time of money is like millions of dollars, which is like to them at that time is equivalent to a lifetime of work. And the servant begged for mercy. And the king, who was moved with compassion in that moment, forgave his entire debt. So like, imagine someone owed you millions and millions of dollars, like in today's time.
Yes.
And you're just like, don't worry about it. Like you don't owe me anymore. Just forget about it. That's that's some forgiveness. I don't know if I'm capable of that. Like I'm just being honest. I don't think I could do it. But then, and this is the kicker here, this very servant went out and found someone who owed him just a tiny fraction of what he owed the king. Now the Bible doesn't say this. This is Haley terms, but I'm going to say like maybe he owed him 50K, maybe not even that much, like $20. I don't know. And the man pleaded for mercy, but instead of forgiving him, the servant had him thrown in jail.
Woo, child.
Who do you think you are?
I want to fight him right now.
Right? Like you just owed someone millions and now you're getting someone thrown in jail for like $20. I don't know how much it actually was. But when the king heard about this, he was furious and he called the servant back and he told him, I forgave you all of that debt and you couldn't forgive a small debt. And the king punished him for his unforgiveness.
Yeah.
That just blows my mind. But then Jesus, he ends the parable in Matthew 18:35 and he says, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or your sister from your heart. Ooh. So I want you to pay attention to that, not just from your words, but in your heart, you forgive them. And this story is a tough one because it's a reminder that God has forgiven us much more than we could ever forgive anyone else. And if we want to experience true freedom, we have to understand and embrace forgiveness. Have you had struggle with forgiving, Noelle?
Oh, yeah. My whole life. And this parable, for me, I think it can relate to so many things in our life, even like judgment. So when you think of maybe you've done something and you were like, oh, they'll never find out. Mm-hmm. But then somebody else does it and you're straight up judging them.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same thing. Absolutely. It's the same situation. And we do this in our life all the time.
I think even when we don't realize we're doing it.
Yes. It might not be as extreme as like owing $1 million, but it's still that same situation.
Yeah. I liken it to like looking at someone else's speck. We have like a freaking plank in our eye. It's like, I feel like this is like kind of congruent of, okay, we're exactly what you just said. Like, ooh, you did this, but I only did this.
Yeah.
And I was scrolling again through TikTok the other day, and this church called People's Church did a sermon on 7 things that forgiveness is not. And the pastor was going over 7 things. And I was like, holy cow, that's so freaking good. And I realized like so often we get confused about what forgiveness actually looks like. And then we get stuck. Like we think forgiveness is one thing. And because we think it's this one thing, we can't forgive. And it can feel like we're being asked to deny our feelings or pretend everything is okay when it's not. So we're going to go over those 7 things. So here are 7 things that forgiveness is not. Noelle, hit us with 1.
Forgiveness is not pretending that I am not hurt. I love this one because forgiveness doesn't mean that we act like we weren't hurt, because when we forgive, we don't ignore the pain that we went through. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important to acknowledge how deeply we've been hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, feel it. Feel the hurt, because only then we can truly begin to heal. Mm-hmm. So God isn't asking us to minimize our emotions or to pretend that they don't exist. Mm-hmm. He's just simply asking us to release the power that hurt has over us.
I know I multiple times have thought like, oh, well, do I really forgive that person when I'm still hurt by it? Or like, do I really forgive them when like there are emotions in it? And it's like exactly what you just said. It's simply releasing the power that the hurt has over us. Yeah. We can acknowledge it, but is it controlling us? Is it controlling our actions?
Or having this feeling that forgiveness looks like just going on and being like happy-go-lucky with the situation. Like, it's okay. Yeah. Turn the other cheek with a smile on your face. Like, forgiveness isn't that. Mm-hmm. It's not pretending like everything is perfectly fine and you've just moved on and you've, you know, you're a ray of sunshine because you have the Lord in your heart. Yeah. Like, it's really acknowledging that pain.
Yeah. And which is a great segue to our second one. Forgiveness is not minimizing the seriousness of what they did. And I think a lot of times that we think that forgiving someone gives them the green light to be like, oh, that wasn't that big of a deal. Yeah. Like, what they did wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But forgiveness doesn't mean we're dismissing any of the seriousness of what that person has done or what they've been through. Really, the more serious the offense, the harder forgiveness can be.
Yeah.
But forgiveness is about choosing to let go of the desire for revenge or grudge holding, not pretending that the hurt wasn't real. I know as humans, we're like, I want to get them back. I've really never been that type of person. And I'm just not saying Haley's great because I got some bad thoughts in here, but like, I've never really been one for revenge, but I have not been able to forgive someone because I'm like, okay, if I forgive them, then it makes it okay. Like, it makes it seem okay. And it's not okay.
I used to be really big into revenge. But something I have learned, and this is some wisdom from Pastor Brandon, but he told me one time, and I think I've talked about this before, but I wanted revenge. I was going through a situation. I'm like, Pastor Brandon, poor Pastor Brandon, he deserves $1 million salary for having to deal with our shenanigans. But I'm like, I want revenge. I have receipts. I'm about to put her on blast. Yeah. Like, I'm about to do it. And he said, like, Noelle, sometimes you just have to let go of the rope.
Yo.
He's like, and when you let go of the rope, that person hangs themselves. And I was like, well, that's gruesome. Like, okay. But I really had to think of, okay, what's he saying? And you think of forgiveness like this tug of war, right? And it's like, you are better. No, I know the truth. Noah, you know the truth, you know? And I think forgiveness breaks that tug of war. And so
that is good.
Yeah. Think of letting go of the rope. And if you're letting go and they're still pulling, they're going over the edge, right? And you're just remaining steadfast. And it is so hard. Mm-hmm. It's so, so hard. But something I've learned, this is scriptural, is it says that vengeance belongs to the Lord. Mm-hmm. So revenge belongs to the Lord. And that's something he told me too. He's like, vengeance isn't ours.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord says he will repay. And he said, so do you want to repay or do you want to sit back and watch the Lord repay? And I was like, I want to sit back and watch the Lord repay. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see him replay or repay. And so that's something I think we need to remember as Christians, is that revenge doesn't belong to us.
Yeah.
It belongs to the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I'm trying to steer clear of the Lord's revenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Number three is forgiveness is not a sign of weakness.
So for me, this is a big one because I have felt like for most of my life that forgiveness is a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call out my husband on this too, because he is the same way. It's like, if you forgive someone, you're weak, right? Like, you're holding this grudge, but we think forgiveness means that we're weak or that we're allowing others to walk all over us. But forgiveness takes a lot of freaking strength.
Do we need to send Drew this URL going to. Once it drops?
Yes, I'm going to. But Jesus was not weak when he forgave while on the cross. Mm-mm. He was enduring unbearable pain, yet he still chose to forgive. And so forgiveness is strength. It takes a lot of courage to let go of bitterness and offer grace.
Yeah.
This is something I have had to learn the hard way.
Yeah, I dare you. the next time you think forgiveness is a sign of weakness to think of Jesus on that cross, yeah. you're going to call him weak. Like, I dare you to call Jesus weak. Like, yeah. you might not breathe another breath, yeah, you know? Sure. Another thing forgiveness is not forgetting. Mm-hmm. We all know and have heard forgive and forget, but that's really like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm never going to forget.
Like, it's a nice idea, yeah. but it's not always possible. It could be for some. I think it can be,
yeah.
but for a lot of us humans, it's yeah. not, you can't forget. Most of us can't forget what happened to us or what we've done. Forgiveness does not mean erasing the memory or pretending that it never happened. It's releasing the power that the memory has over us.
Right.
It's about choosing to live free from that pain. So you don't have to forget to forgive,
yeah.
but you do have to forgive to forget.
And you don't have to forget to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's something else. Like, we feel like if we're moving on, then we're just forgetting what mm-hmm. they did. And that's not the case at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next, forgiveness is not reconciliation.
Forgiveness doesn't mean that we have to restore the relationship to what it was before and be best friends again. Reconciliation isn't always possible, especially if the person who hurt you isn't safe to be around.
Yeah. And this is huge. Like, my sister and I like have gotten into fights multiple times about this because we have a family member who is, in my opinion, unsafe, toxic, horrible. I will not be around them. Like, I think I said this maybe when we were talking about holidays. I have such strong boundaries of like, if this person shows up at holiday events, mm-hmm. like I will leave. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be around them because it's unsafe. Right. I just have all of these reasons, like very valid reasons. And yeah. my sister's like, you don't forgive them. Like, you're holding a grudge. And I'm like, absolutely, literally not factual.
Yeah.
And so we disagree on that. Like, I don't know if she still believes this. This has been like a while back, but I'm like, you can absolutely forgive someone and not want to be around them, not want to be BFFs with them. Like, you don't have to be in the same room with them. Like, yeah. forgiveness does not mean reconciliation, but it does mean freedom for you. Like, you can forgive someone and still choose to walk away from a toxic relationship for your own well-being. And you know what we say every freaking podcast, it is okay to have boundaries. You yeah. can forgive and have boundaries.
Well, forgiveness is for you.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is not for them.
Yeah.
And as Christians, we get that twisted because mm-hmm. we think forgiveness is for them. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I forgive you. Forgiveness doesn't even have to be broadcasted. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a social media post. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to be a text of I forgive you. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is between you and God.
Yeah. I mean, it can help someone to hear it. But yeah. if you're doing it for someone else, you're kind of missing
yeah.
what God has for you in that.
Next is forgiveness is not waiting for an apology. Mm-hmm. This is a biggie. Mm-hmm. We've all probably said at one time or another, like, I can forgive them once they apologize. Ooh, or like, you owe me an apology.
Oh, yeah.
I have heard that. Annoys me so bad. This one's going to grind my gears, but that's not what forgiveness is.
Yeah.
What if the apology never comes?
Yeah. Like, and for most, you're not going to get an apology.
Yeah. Jesus didn't wait for an apology from those who crucified him.
LOL. Can you imagine if he was just like, hung there waiting for people to apologize?
Yes.
like it would never happen.
He'd still be waiting, probably.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, he forgave them before they asked. I mean, it just like can bring me to tears if I think about that, just how he literally was crucified, but
yeah.
how much he was crucified before the actual crucifixion of, I mean, their words, they mocked him, they made fun of him, they beat him, like they yeah. were so bad, just so freaking horrible, and he still forgave them even though they never asked for it, even though yeah. they probably didn't want it and didn't think they needed it. And that's right. Another big thing is like so many people will offend you, hurt you, do things to you and think that they don't need to be sorry about it.
Right.
They think that they don't owe you an apology. They may think that they didn't do anything wrong, but forgiveness is a choice. It is not a reaction.
Yeah. And that victim mentality comes in a lot, I think, mm-hmm. in apologies where you're not going to get an apology because 9 times out of 10, that person is always going to play mm-hmm. the victim in the situation. And so, like I said earlier, forgiveness is for you.
Yeah. And hear us when we say we choose to forgive because of what God has done for us, not because someone else deserves it. Because most of us don't deserve forgiveness. We just don't.
This is the last one. And it's that forgiveness is not a feeling.
Oof. This is probably like the most important one, I think.
Yes. Forgiveness isn't something that will just magically happen because we feel like it. We may never feel like forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus didn't feel like forgiving while he was on the cross, but he did it anyway.
This is not an absolute statement, but I almost think we rarely feel like forgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we might sometimes, but like, I think back at some of the times and some of the things I've had to forgive over, I wasn't just like, oh yeah, I love to forgive. Like, I want to forgive you. I feel so great. Like, no, typically you're still hurt and you choose to forgive, to be the bigger person, to show God's love, whatever it is. But like, we've said this so many times, like our emotions lie to us. Emotion is not fact. It's just not.
Right. And sometimes forgiveness is as simple as just asking God to take it from you.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive them, like help me and take it from me. And I'm still praying these same prayers over people from like years ago. Right. So it's not something that earlier, like we said, forgive and forget. Sometimes it's complete dependence on God to take care of it for you.
Yeah. And when you choose forgiveness, please understand that you're not denying your pain. You're not saying nothing happened, but you're breaking the hold that it has on you. And this is a huge thing that I wish people talked more about, is forgiveness is a healing process.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when we're carrying shame. And if you've not listened to our shame episode yet, go back. I think it was like two episodes ago. Like, especially when we're carrying shame from the things that we've done or that has been done to us. But it's a process. And that is the key word here. It is a process.
Yes.
It could take years to forgive someone. I think it can take that long when we don't give it to God. I think God can expedite any situation. I think you could go to bed completely broken tonight and then ask God to help you forgive and wake up a completely new person in the morning. Yeah. I absolutely think he is a miracle worker like that. No, what is your opinion on that? Because I'm not saying this is fact. Like, I think sometimes we can give God everything and it still take years. I think sometimes we can hold on to it and not really let go and it could take years. Like, I don't think there's a right or wrong timeline for forgiveness.
I think forgiveness also comes down to the person who it is. Uh-huh. And I have noticed, like in my own life, that it's such a struggle when that person is family or that person is someone that is supposed to love you or supposed to be a certain way and they're not. I think that's harder to forgive just for me personally versus like friends who wrong you or people on the internet who roast you, like all of this. Like it's different, and that's why it's a process. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I feel like I have been set free quickly from things when it comes to forgiveness, but then there's other times that it has lingered. And something that I notice is when it lingers and you feel those feelings fester up again, go straight to God. Mm-hmm. Go straight to him and just say, Lord, I'm still feeling these feelings. Like, take them from me and go to therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Go to therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Going to therapy is going to help you unpack why you feel the way that you do. Mm-hmm. And I know that God can heal all of us. I know that. But I also believe that therapy can help you understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I feeling this way? Why am I responding this way? Like, what trauma have I been through? And it just helps you, like an onion, peel back the layers.
Yeah, I know people who think therapy, you like, Jesus is enough. You should only pray. You don't need therapy. If you pray enough, you don't need therapy for this. God uses therapy to bring glory, to bring healing. Like, if you go to therapy and heal, or if you pray and heal, God still gets to glory either way. Like, God isn't charge. God, it's the testimony. God gave you that therapist. God gave the therapist that wisdom to help you.
The gifts and talents the therapist has comes from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helping you through your situations.
And I think sometimes you might not be sure if you've forgiven the person. Like, I know that I've experienced that. I'm like, have I forgiven them? Like, I think I've forgiven them, but I X, Y, Z. So if you're not sure, like, pray about it. Like, ask God to open your heart and like, search me, oh Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have unforgiveness for someone that I may not even realize? Like, have I truly forgiven this person? Is there anyone that I haven't forgiven that I'm not aware of? Like, ask God to search your heart and be open to letting him search your heart. And he absolutely will show you the things that need to be shown.
And forgiveness, I think too, I want to add this, that it's not just enemies that you have to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a personal struggle with forgiveness now of somebody that I am around a lot. Like, somebody that I'm close to that like I battle.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they treated me forever ago, like things that were said forever ago. And so your enemies are not the only people that need your forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes it's people you're around and you talk to and that you're going to be around day after day after day. And you might think, oh, I forgive them. But like, how is your attitude when they're around? Oh, I forgive them. Okay, well, how are, like, what's your body language look like while they're here? And so those checks, ask God to check you on that, because I think that can be a blind spot for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go a step further. Mm-hmm. This also applies to forgiving ourselves.
Yeah.
I struggle. I can honestly say, like, I don't really struggle forgiving other people. I struggle forgiving myself.
Yeah.
I am my biggest enemy when it comes to forgiveness, like with myself, whether no matter what it is, big, small, I struggle giving myself these seven truths that we just said. Forgiving myself doesn't mean I'm not hurt with the things I've done or said or have had done to me. It doesn't mean I'm minimizing it. It doesn't mean I'm weak. Like, these apply to forgiving yourself too, which is a huge thing. And again, goes back into that shame episode. Like, there's a lot of shame when we can't forgive ourselves. But
because when you hold on to unforgiveness, you hold on to shame and hurt, and we become stuck in the past, and it's a heavy weight that will destroy us over time.
And we don't need to carry the weight of her past anymore. Like, he can heal all wounds. The Bible tells us that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Again, that's in Romans 8:1. If God doesn't hold our sins against us, then we can choose to release others from the debts that they owe. Like, if God forgives us, like, we forgive them. Like, we have to.
And we forgive ourselves. If God forgives us, Haley, then you have to forgive yourself.
Absolutely.
So we want to invite you to revive your spirit by meditating on this scripture. It's Ephesians 4:31-32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Forgiveness doesn't mean it's easy, but it does mean there is healing, and he will heal you if you let him. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate the show, follow us on Instagram, leave a review on Apple, and check out our website, reviveherpodcast.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E-M-E-T-I-C-S.com/cozy.